My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force and is also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts on ISIS taking control of the Anbar capital of Ramadi over the weekend in Iraq, the U.S. commando raid that successfully killed a key ISIS leader, and how the Iraq war is already impacting the 2016 presidential campaign. And General, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Greg.
Well, obviously, big news over the weekend that ISIS now controls Ramadi. How significant is that?
This is a huge loss for the Allied forces, Greg, and nobody can discount it other than that. Ramadi is the capital of Anbar province. It is vital to retaking all of Anbar and pushing ISIS out. It should not have happened. We were well aware of what was going on months in advance, and we should have used our air power appropriately to stop them from doing it. I'm just amazed that we haven't done it. We've averaged, say, 6 or 7 sorties a day. We ought to be doing hundreds a day to defeat them.
General, as you probably know, the Pentagon reaction to this news has been somewhat different than your reaction. Their reaction is essentially that they've had this city surrounded for almost a year, and it took them almost a year to finally take it, so it's not that big of a deal. What do you say in response to that?
Well, why didn't they destroy them when they had it surrounded? They were in easily locatable geographical points that air power could have been used, and the reason they didn't is because the White House is running this war. The Pentagon is not. The Pentagon is only running excuses. They do not have a grip on it because this White House has micromanaged it worse than any time in our history, Greg. And it's very sad to see, but this was something that could have easily been handled with the proper use of air power. And again, this administration is running the worst air power campaign ever in our history.
Follow up on that a little bit more. Why aren't we doing more in terms of our air power, and exactly how is the executive branch micromanaging?
Well, first of all I can say is the way they are micromanaging it is the White House is doing the targeting and the tasking. That should be done all in theater. They want to have an immaculate air campaign plan. And what do I mean by that? They do not want to have any collateral damage, and so they are making it to be so pristine and so perfect that they're not defeating the enemy. Why they are doing this, I do not have the slightest idea. I'm just sorry, I can't tell you.
General, the bad news about Ramadi came right on the heels of what appeared to be very good news, a commando raid authorized by the president and ordered by the defense secretary, successfully taking out one of the top ISIS figures. His wife is now in custody. They freed a slave affiliated with this leader. How important is that, and what do you take from that story?
Well, first of all, it was a brilliantly executed mission, absolutely brilliant. I'm amazed that we didn't have some casualties, and so I give the administration great credit for taking this action. But then I say, if you can do this so perfectly, why couldn't you defeat those forces that were surrounding Ramadi? With all the intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance systems we have, with all the precision guidance munitions we have, this should have been very easy. If your intelligence was so good to take out Abu Sayyaf, then why couldn't you take out those ground forces, the ISIS ground forces surrounding Ramadi?
Finally, on to politics, sir, and as you well know, the question of whether going to war in Iraq was the right decision in hindsight has been pretty common on the campaign trail. It hit Jeb Bush pretty hard last week. Marco Rubio got it yesterday on one of the Sunday morning talk shows, and it seems like more and more Republicans are reluctant to say that, in fact, it was the right decision, although Rubio did say that given the information at the time, it was still the right decision, and that the world is a safer place with Saddam Hussein out of the picture. What do you make of the consistent questioning on this, as well as the Republican response?
Well, I think the Republican response and many have been inept. Look, I testified in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee. Democrats and Republicans voted for the resolution to go to war. Specifically, Hillary Clinton voted to go to war. Senator Kerry voted to go to war. The Senate that was under the control of the Democrats at that time forwarded the resolution to President Bush. They didn't have to do that. So everybody was in agreement that we should go to war. So I think that trying to relive history is the wrong thing. The big problem became when President Bush left office, he in fact had quieted and stabilized Iraq. The big problem was when 2011, December, when President Obama pulled all U.S. forces out and we didn't have a stabilizing force that could have monitored and could have continued in the training, and we let al-Maliki really destroy the military by putting in incompetent Shia forces there and politicize the military. So I blame this administration, and the Republicans ought to stand up and say, President Obama, you're the one that destroyed a stable Iraq because you prematurely withdrew U.S. stabilizing forces when we should not have done it. You, in fact, when you pulled all those forces out, you gave Iraq to Iran to be a proxy of Iran. That is the problem.
General, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, sir, as always, for your time.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, he rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force. He's now a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.